Daf is Daf Chaf Gimel. We were a little lagging yesterday, so we are on the mission of Bam of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. It goes quickly, so mission begins. Shavua shelo ochel ve'achel v'shasa inuchay v'la'achas. The guy takes a shavua, I'm not going to eat. He ends up eating, and he also ends up drinking, even though they're two different actions. The lach is it's only chayv achas because shtiyah v'chlal achila. It's all really considered one act of eating and drinking. Shavua shelo ochel v'shelo eshta. He says, I'm going to make a shavua, I won't eat. And he also says separately, I'm not going to drink. V'yachal v'shasa, he goes ahead and eats and he drinks. Chayv shtayim. Since he singles out achil and shtia in the shavua, so then he's going to be violating two separate shavuas. Shavua shelo ochel, he says, I won't take, I'm making a shavua, I won't eat. He goes ahead, he says, achal pas chitim, pas orim, pas kusmin, eina chayv al achas. Even though they're different types of bread, it's all, who cares what you're eating, it's still one ma'isa achila. But if he specifies Shvua Shelo Ochel Pas Chitin, he says, he also says Pas Saorin, he also says Pas Kuzmin, V'Ochel, and he eats each type, Chayv Alachas, Kolachas V'Achas. Since he singles out each one, that means they're going to be independent Shavuos. Shvua Shelo Eshta, V'Shosa Mashkim Harbe, Eina Chayv Alachas. He says, I'm not going to drink. He ends up drinking a lot. Still, it's only one Shtia. Shvua Shelo Eshta Yain, V'Shemen V'Dvash. He specifies, I'm not going to drink wine or oil or honey. Each one separately, because again, if you single out, if you specify in your shvuah, that means each one's going to be a separate shvuah. Shvuah shlo ach ochel, a shvuah that I won't eat. The achel ochlin shein ruin lachil. He eats inedible foods or inedible items. V'shasa mashkim shein ruin l'shtir, or drink something that's not drinkable. Potter, that's not called achila. That's not called shtir. If he does say shvuah shlo ochel v'yachal nevelos shevos shkatim v'ramasim, he is chayv. Even though it's us to eat those things, those are considered items that are edible, physically edible, and the Tanakhama thinks you'd be chayv for eating that. But Rabbi Shimon Palter, as we learned before, because mushba v'har Sinai, there already is a shvuah that you can eat those items. So there's ein shvuah chala shvuah according to Rabbi Shimon, and we'll see as we saw already before why chachamim think the shvuah is chal. And then finally, the Mishnah says that konim ishti nehnesli, a man says, my wife can't get hanah from me, im achalti hayom, if I eat something today, he has to fast. If I don't fast, she can't benefit from me. But who achal nevelos treifos shkatzim v'ramasim, he goes ahead and eats things that are asur, hare ishto asura, that shvua or neder is chal, even though he ate something asur, and she's not allowed to get any hanah. The Gemara is going to explain what's pshat in this lesson. So the Rashi already points that. That Rashi, see the bottom, Ishto Asur, Rashi says, Sharei Achal Ochlin, he ate something. So, V'afilu Rabbi Shimon de Pater Bekamais, even though he said Pater in the first case, Taima La Mishim de La B'nei Achila, it's not because these items are inedible, Elfish Ein Shvua Chala Al Davar Mitzvah. A Shvua is not Chala in the previous case. But in this case, where it's just a Tanai, so then that can be effective to create the Tanai, and then cause the Isser Shvua or Neder to take effect for the wife. So the Gemara now says the last few lines of Amud Beis here, Amar Rav Yechia bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shvua shlo ochel v'shasa chayv. So the guy says, I'm not going to eat, but he goes ahead and drinks. So the Mishnah says, the statement here is, you're chayv. I say, I won't eat. How come I'm chayv on drinking? Drinking isn't eating. And so the Gemara says, this we find in many places in Shas, Ibai Seima Svara, Ibai Seima Kra. There's either a logical statement or a pasuk that tells us shtia is bechal achila. What is that? Ibai same as svar, it's logical. The Amrle Inish person says lechaver, he says to his friend, need to meet, they come eat something, v'ayli, v'achli, v'shasi, and come taste something. And what he means is he gives him food and gives him drink. Drinking is included in the more generic statement of eating. So that's a svara, how shtia is b'chal achila. V'ibai same, alternatively, kra, there's a pasuk that supports the idea that shtia is b'chal achila. Damari shlakish, minayin l'shtia, shi b'chal achila. How do you know drinking is included in eating? Shenamar, the pasuk says, you're going to eat ma'aser sheni in the place of the base of Megdash Har Bayis. The ganacha v'tiroshcha. Pasuk says that you're going to eat dagon. You're going to eat tirosh. What's tirosh? Tirosh is chamrahu. That's wine. And yet the pasuk says uksiv v'achalta. So the pasuk says v'achalta. You're going to eat tirosh. How do you eat wine? It doesn't make any sense. It must be eating includes implies even drinking. So that's the source from the pasuk. The Gemara says, Dilma, how do you know Achila is referring to drinking? Dilma, when the Pasuk says, V'achal to Tirosh, maybe it means Aidea Nigron. Aidea Nigron, Rashi explains here, top line here, Shumin Maichel, it's a type of food that you mix together wine in it. So that's a way of eating wine. If, let's say, you freeze wine, you make wine into little freeze popsicles, that's eating wine. So maybe it's not talking about eating or drinking. Da'ama Rabba, the Gemara says, Da'ama Rabba bar Shmuel anigron maya de silka. Anigron is a term used to describe water of silka, or forget what silka is, which type of, is that radish? Beets? Fine. And achsigron is maya de kula silka. And achsigron is a term used for any other types of vegetables that you can make this food mixture. So we see either way that you can put liquid in wine and make it into a food. So that's what achila is talking about in the pasuk. So there is no raya yet that achila and shtir are one and the same. Ella, amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov mehacha. From the following pasuk it says, v'nasata kesa b'chol asher tava nafshecha, b'bakar v'tzon v'yayin v'shecher. So the Gemara says, the pasuk first says, you'll eat. It's talking about, the pasuk later on says, v'achalta sham, the same pasuk, v'achalta sham, you'll eat it there. So we see, yayin is a chamrahu, it's wine, and ksivachalt, it says vachalt in the beginning of the pasuk. So you see, achila can be used to describe how one drinks wine. So Gemara says, that's no raya, Dilma, still you could say, hachanami al yidea nigron. Maybe it's saying that you're eating, the wine is mixed together in some item, in some consistency where it's actually food, and you're eating the wine and you're not drinking the wine. Gemara says you can't say that because it says Sheikha Ksiv midi the Meshacha. The Pasuk says Yain v'Sheikha. Sheikha is beer, as much of it means beer in the Pasuk, but it means something that's alcoholic that's going to make you shikker, going to make you drunk.
Old wine.
So fermented. So it's going to make you have the alcoholic content, in which case is going to make you drunk. So that would only be effective if it's drinking. You can't, if you eat wine, apparently it won't make you drunk, only if you drink wine. So it has to be referring to the liquid form. Gemara says, who says that? Who says the only thing that makes you drunk is liquids? Dilma devela kilos. Maybe it's referring to date cakes. And date cakes apparently make you drunk. The Tanya, achal devela kilos, v'shasa dvash, v'chalav. If you eat date cakes, or you drink honey, or you drink milk, v'nichnas lemiktash, v'avad chayiv. You're chayiv for being a shikr. A person in Isser Deraisa, you're chayiv misa if a person is drunk and performs an avoda. One of the examples of Raisa says is you eat fig cakes. So we see that eating can make a person drunk. So when the pasuk says yayin and the pasuk in sheicha, maybe it's referring to you were eating wine cakes, if you will, and that maybe made him drunk. So there is no raya just yet that achila is going to qualify drinking. So the Gemara says, finally, Ella, Gemara, sheicha, sheicha, min nazir. Ma lahalan yayin afkan yayin. No, we have a gezer shava. The pasuk here says, yayin v'sheicha, it goes on to say v'chalta. Just like Sheikhar by Nazir is referring to the liquid form, so too Sheikhar in this context is a liquid form, and yet it used the word Vachalta. So the word Vachalta can describe how one drinks, and that's derived from the Pasuk that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Look at Tosus on the side, Gamar Sheikhar Sheikhar Menazir. V'im Tomri asks, Le Rebbe Yehuda, De Mechayiv Be'achal Dvei Lekilos V'nichnas Lemikdash V'lo Gamar Sheikhar Sheikhar Menazir. So he does hold, if you eat a date, these fig cakes rather, and you enter into the base of Mikdash Yechayiv, and he doesn't need to use a Gzeir Shavah Sheikha Sheikhar. So then, Minon Deshtiyah Bechlal Achila. So he has no source of Sheikha Sheikhar. So he could interpret this pasuk of Sheikhar referring to eating food that makes you drunk. So then the question becomes, according to Yehuda, how does he know that the concept of Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila? So the Yeshlomar Dinafkale Misvara. He learns it from a svara, it's kamar la'el. He doesn't learn the pasuk. Remember, we had two reasons how you know shti is b'chla achila. He rejects the pasuk, he embraces the svara. Inami, alternatively, gavi mikdash davka lo gamar sheicha sheicha. He only doesn't have the gzeir shava with respect to working the base of mikdash, because that you don't need a pasuk, you don't need a gzeir sakasuf, you don't need a gzeir shava. L'fisha akasuf tala betir fadas. The pasuk itself gave a svara how we know you can't enter into the base of mikdash when you're drunk. The ability to distinguish, to have an understanding. It makes sense to include anything else that's going to make you drunk, even though it's eating these dvela, these fig cakes, that's bechlal the iser. You don't need sheicha sheicha. That's regarding the base of Mikdash, because that's a svara. Aval in meiser yalef shapir min nazir. But when it comes to meiser, he does learn gzeir shava meiser from nazir. Just like nazir sheichar is a liquid, so to meiser is liquid. It's yain is a liquid, and the pasuk says vachalta. So it's telling us that vachalta does imply even drinking. This interesting line here of Tosus. One second, he says tal betir fadas. There's Tosus has this whole discussion in two other places. I think Shavuos is one of them. Yuma and one other place, I don't remember. And sometimes he says the issue of being drunk in the Beis HaMikdash is tzir fadas, that you just don't have the proper mindset. And one is that you might make a mistake, you might do something incorrectly. So there are two different opinions in Tosfos, whether it's making a mistake or whether it's, not having the proper mental state. Ramban al-Torah seems to say both of them are both concerns, not having the proper mindset, and maybe you're going to make a mistake. Yeah, Ricky.
But Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Nazir is not allowed to eat dvela?
No, he doesn't say that. He only Yain is only drinking.
So why can't he learn from it says, Me'ayim v'shechar yazir, and it says, so what's the problem with that? With that limut with him?
With what? Which limut?
The limut with the Gzera Shava from... he just doesn't hold the Gzera Shava in general because he doesn't have the...
No, this Gzera Shava, Sheikha Sheikha, was Nazir, was teaching us to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That was the initial one?
No, it says the person of the Nazir is a Me'ayim v'shechar yazir, and then it says Chometz v'yayin v'chometz shechar lo ishte. Right?
Oh, so the Sheikhah, this Sheikhah Sheikhah is teaching us also, right, this pasuk here is Sheikhah teaching us two things, from Nazir to Meiser and also to the Beis HaMikdash. She's teaching us both those areas. That you're only Chayiv. So he rejects it by the Beis HaMikdash, exactly.
Okay.
So you think he might also reject it by the Meiser Sheini,
and
the pasuk tells us he doesn't. He only rejects it by the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Af Ananami Tanina, we also learn similarly that what? That shvua shelo ochal v'achav v'shas ein chayv al achas. That you make a shvua that you won't eat, and you go ahead and you eat, and you also drink. You only chayv once. So what does this mean? See, Amis Bishlam, if this makes sense, b'shtir bechla achila, itzrich le'tana l'ashminan deinu chayv al achas. It's a chiddush. You might think that shtir is also achila. So if you eat and drink, maybe you're chayv too. That's a havamina. K'mash b'lam from the Mishnah, you only chayv one. Ela'i Amis shtir la bechla achila. If you assume drinking is not included in achila, so shvua shlo ochel v'achel v'aser malacha mid starich la'ashmina and einu chayv alachas. If a guy says I'm not going to eat and he goes ahead and eats and he does some malacha, do you have to tell me you're not chayv for the malacha? Of course not chayv for the malacha. Malacha is a whole other world. So if you assume that shtia is not on the radar of achila, so why does the Mishnah say if I ate and drink I'm only chayv one? Why would you have a havamina to think you're chayv a separate one for shtia if shtia is not bechlal achila? It's no different than doing malacha when I said a shvun achila. So from the fact that the Mishnah has to address that point of achav ashasa implies that shtia is bechlal achila, and they have to address the point that even though shtia is bechlal achila, and you might think you're going to be chayv a separate carbon for the shtia in addition to the achila, kamash blan, we lump them together and you're only chayv one. So comes along, Amalei Abai says to Rava, Elamai, must be, you're telling me, really, is it true that Shtiz Bechla Achila? So, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Shlo Eshta, I make a Shvua that I won't eat and that I won't drink. I say both of them separately. V'Yachal V'Shasa Chayv Shtayim, I'm Chayv on my eating and my drinking. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Because Kevan Damar Shlo Ochel, once I've established that I can't eat, so included in that Isra Achila, it's Sarlei Bishti. I'm already Aser in drinking as well. And Ki Amar Shlo Esha, when I say afterwards I'm not going to drink, am I Chayiv? Why are you Chayiv? Ilo Amar Shlo Esha Tre Zimne Mim Chayiv Tarte. If I say I can't drink twice, ain't Shvua Chala Shvua. So once I already said a Shvua Shlo Ochel, the Shlo Esha won't be Chal. So how could you say the Mishnah assumes that Shtia is Bechlal Achila? So Amar Lei, Rav explains back to Baye, Hasam Damar Shlo Eshta, V'ha Damar Shlo Ochel. No, the Mishnah has to be reversed. He first said a Shvua, I'm not going to drink. Then he made an additional Shvua that I'm not going to eat. Because Shtia is Bechlal Achila, Isa. But Achila Bechlal Shtia, Lesa. So when I say Shtia, Shtia doesn't imply Achila. Shtia is just drinking. Achila implies both drinking. So if you first said I won't drink, so only drinking is asr to me. But then when you say I won't eat afterwards, then it adds on the achila. But the other direction, if I first said I can't eat, so then that includes even drinking. And if I were to say another shua, I can't drink, that shua is not chal because it already was chal when I said shila ochel. So then the Gemara says, Aval Amar shvua shila ochel v'shila eshef. If I say first I won't eat, and then I say I won't drink, v'achav v'shasa, my Eina chayv ala achas. Eina chanami, in that case, you'd only be chayv one because only one shvu is chal once you said shlo ochem. So then the Gemara says, if that's really the svara, Ihachi Adatani Resha, the fact that Resha says Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Achav Shasa in the Chayev El Achas. If I say Shvua, I won't eat, and you eat and you drink, you only Chayev one. Listen, the Mishnah Shuv taught a better case. Listen, Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Shlo Eshta. Even if you say separately, I won't eat, and you say I won't drink, also that's a greater Chiddush. Ain a Chayev El Achas. The Kol Shekin, I would have learned from logic, certainly in the case of Shlo Ochel L'chudei, if I simply just said a Shvua that I won't eat, certainly it doesn't include drinking as a separate Maisa either. So that would seem to be incorrect. So what's the Svar? How do we understand the Mishnah? El Liolam Kidekatani. Really, like we said initially, V'shaini Hacha. Really meaning what? When you say, we're not reversing the order of Eshta versus Ochel. We're really saying the Mishnah is that Shlo Ochel, and then you say V'shlo Eshta. So why you Chayiv too? Once I say Shlo Ochel, isn't that clear that's including Shti as well? How could the Shlo Eshta Shvua be Chal afterwards? Shaini Hacha, Kevin Damar Shlo Ochel, V'hadar Amar Shlo Eshta, Galia Daite, Dahach Achila Damar Achila Gredasi. Once you said Achila, and then you said Shtia, the moment you said Shtia, that was clear to us that when you said Achila, your Das was not on the Shtia. Meaning, in some cases, Achila includes even Shtia. But if I have in mind that the Achila is only on the Achila, to the exclusion of Shtia, that will be Chal only on the Achila. How do you know? Because I said Achila, and then I separately said Shtia. That clearly said I had two separate ideas in mind. But in general, Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Fine. The Gemara now says, comes on Amr Vashi. Vashi says Masnitsa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also very precise in this regard because it says Shvua Shlo Ochel, the Shvua that I won't eat. V'achal Ochlan Shein Ruin LaChila. V'Shasa Mashkin Shein Ruin LaShtia Pater. So if you eat or drink something that's inedible, you don't violate the Shvua. Ha. The implication is Ruuyin Chayiv. If it is Roi, so you be Chayiv. V'amai. Why is that the case? Ha Shvua Shlo Ochel Kamar. So if I drank something, it says if I drank something inedible, I'm not chayv. But if it was something that's drinkable, then you would be chayv. Why? Didn't I only say shvua shlo ochel? It must be shvua shlo ochel includes even shtia. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma damar tarte. Maybe it's a case where he said two things. He said shvua shlo ochel, shvua shlo esha. Even though the Mishnah presented it shvua shlo ochel, the Mishnah didn't finish off the whole statement. He really meant shvua shlo ochel, and he also meant shvua shlo esha, and that's why if he goes ahead and drinks. But if he just said shvua shlo ochel, maybe it did not include drinking as well. So there is an arrive from that last point of Rav Ashi. In the end of the day, the Gemara concludes that shtia is bechlal achila, and they try to bring this raya from our very Mishnah that case is in fact true. The Gemara now says the last four lines of the Amud here, quotes from the Mishnah, Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Ochel Paschitin. The guy takes a Shvua that I'm not going to eat anything, and he goes ahead and eats different types of bread, or made of wheat, or made of barley, and so on. So the Mishnah said that you're chayiv only on one. But if you specify each one separately, Shlo Ochel Paschitin, Pasor, and Paskuspin, they're viewed individually in your chayiv, Kol Achas V'Achas. So now the Mishnah is going on that last case of specifying Paschitim, Pasorim separately. The Mishnah says that Dilma lemifter nafshe meachrinasa kasile. So what's he trying to accomplish here? Look at Rashi. Rashi halfway down the line here lines Dilma lemifter nafshe beachrinasa kamar. Amai katani, that which the Mishnah says chayv al kolachas veachas, that you're chayv separately in each one. Dilma hai deparishlu lav lafushe b'shuos kasi. That which he specifies, paschitim, pasorim, is not coming to add separate shvuas. Ella lemiftar nafshe b'shua midvar macherim. He's trying to say what is permitted. I can't have pas, which that only includes sorim and chitin and kusmin, but pas made of other types of things, rice, let's say, or whatever else you make bread from, that is not included in the shvua. But not to say that there's three separate shvuas on pas chitim, pas sorim, pas kusmin, just say that only these three are bichlal, this one shvua, all other types of minim are not included. Maybe that's what he meant. And again, not to add on additional shvuas. So the Gemara says, if that's what he meant, if he was trying to exclude other types of breads from the Shvua, Havalei Lameimar, he should have said, Chitim v'sorim v'kusmin. Why did he say, Pas Chitim, Pasorim, Pas Kusmin? He was speaking extra that he didn't have to say, so that tells us he wanted to have separate Shvua on each item. The Dilma Gemara says, if you said Chitim v'sorim v'kusmin without the word Pas, Dilma Lokus, maybe he meant to eat them raw. Rashi says, Dilma Lokus, that's a lesson of chewing them when they're in their raw state. Kolomer, I amar hachi, Hava Masha, it would have implied Shelo Yehya Koses Chitim Kamosh Shehen, to not eat them raw. Aval Pas Hayaocha, but it might indicate that when they're in the form of bread, it would be permitted and not Bechlal the Shua. So he had to have said the word Pas. So the Gemara said, no, he could have said the Havale Lameimar Pas Chitim Vesarim Kuzmi. He could have used the word Pas just once and had it go on Chitim Saorim Kuzmim and not say Pas three times. The fact that he said three times indicated that he have three separate shvuas. The Gemara says no. The Dilma pas chitim lechel. Maybe if he said just that way, pas is going on bread, and the fact that he didn't use pas on saor and kusman indicated locus that bread the chita is aser in the form of bread, and saor and kusman's aser even only when it's raw. So he had to say pas in each one. So then the Gemara says, no, he could have still said the havalei lemeimar pas chitim vishel saorim vishel kusman. The word shell is going back on the word pas. So that would have been the best way to say it if you wanted these three to be bechal just one shrua. The fact that he said pas chitim, pas saorim, pas kusman all separately, the word pas indicates that there were three separate shavuos. Then the Gemara says, vidilma, ayde taroves, maybe he meant ayde taroves. What does that mean? Rashi says on the top, Dilma ayde taroves, I amar hachiv, he said pas chitin, shel saorim, shel kusman, that implied that you have to have shelo yochal, pas sheyesh ba kola min mahalal bar ruvia. It sounds like you can't have all three mixed together. Aval shel kol min v'min b'fnei atmo yochal, but you would be allowed to have the pas chitim separately, pas saorim separately. So that's why you have to say each one separately, not to indicate three separate Shavuos, I'm saying, and therefore, so that's the question, right? So therefore, that's why he had to say that. The Gemara says no. He could have said, Ema, v'chein shel sorim, v'chein shel kusman. That would have indicated three independent species under one type of shua. The fact that he said, pas lomali, shema min alechalik, to tell us that he meant three separate shavuos.
So do we ask the person what he meant? It's a tachlis. When it happens.
So I'm not sure if we ask. Lemaisa, I don't know. There is an interesting toast in the bottom here. If you go back to the previous page about his Dvarim Shebelev, it doesn't ask your question, perhaps, but trying to get in the mind what he was thinking. Look what that toast says in the bottom. Just go back to that. I know we're running late here, but it's interesting toast. It might address your question. He says, V'dilma lemiftar nafshe me'achrinasa v'im tomar hala bay lemiftar nafshe me'achrinasa. He doesn't want to exempt himself. De'afilu amar shvua shlo ochel stam. He just says, I don't want to eat anything. Since his das is only on specific items, it won't ask anything else. Even though normally we don't acknowledge what's in his heart if he didn't say it. Only when there's a steer, when there's a contradiction. There's no steer. His das, his lev, is simply clarifying his words, but it's not a contradiction to his words. So yeah, v'yesh lomar d'mikol makom mitzvah legalas liyolam kilu miftar nafshe me'achrina kibayi. Still, it's a mitzvah. It's better to just be clear in what you're saying. So lemais, I don't know if we go ahead and ask him. It might be able to, based on this tosu, we might be able to ask him to figure out what his dvarim shebelev. But certainly, it's lechatchila to try to clarify as much as possible.
Lemais says that he only is chayav to do whatever he had on his left. That's
exactly. That's what I think. I think so. In the lemais,
that's what it seems.
Right. I think so. Okay, Gemara now says three lines down, two dots. Shavua, quote to the Mishnah, Shavua shlo eshtav v'shosamashkin har be'inuchai v'l'achas. And he's, then if he says, Shavua, that I won't drink wine, I won't drink honey, I won't drink oil, so then he's going to be chayiv as separate ones in each of them. So the Gemara is going in the last case, when he specifies shem and dvash and yayin, bishma, I understand, the hasam by the case of the sora, the past case, hasam damris miyasrelei, the pas lichyuva. There, each pas chitim, pas saorim, or each extra, to indicate a separate shvua. Ela here, by the case of the yayin, dvash, and shemen, ela hacha may havalei lemeimar. What else could he have said? Maybe he meant he wanted to include this is all one shvua that I can't drink wine, honey, and oil. Who said he had in mind three separate shvuas? Dilma lemifta nafshe mashkin achrina kasa. Maybe he's simply trying to say that other types of liquids are not bichlal the shvua. But again, not to single out separate shvuas here. So Amar Papa, hacha b'munachem lefanava askinam. We're talking about where the three liquids are right in front of him. Shehaya l'loma, he should have said shvua shel esha elamakon to drink these three items. The fact that he specified yai and shem and dvash sound like they're three separate shvuas. Mar said maybe he couldn't say that. Even if the three items are in front of him, if he said, I can't drink these elu, dilma elu hu dilo shasina, achrina shasina, I can't drink this very wine bottle, but a different wine bottle I can. I can't drink this jug of honey, but a different one I can. So that would not have been a clear statement. Ella, damar shvua dilo shasina kigon elu. He should have said, I can't drink things like the wine and honey and oil in front of me. So the Gemara says that too would not have been clear. Dilma kigon elu dilo shasinu batsa mihacha tvei mihacha shasinu. Maybe it means if it's not the same exact shear, I can't drink. If I've got a bottle that's bigger or smaller than the bottle in front of me, maybe that would be permitted. So that wouldn't be a clear statement either. So ella must be kigon da'amar shvua shel eshtim mimin elu. He says he could have said, I can't drink this type. Not exactly this amount, but this type I can't drink. The Gemara says that too would not have been clear. The Dilma min elu de la shasina ha'inu gufayu shasino. It means I can't drink the other types elsewhere, but this very bottle I can drink. So then the Gemara says, no, he could have said, Ema shel eshu elu uminayu. He could have said, I can't drink these, nor anything like this type of wine, honey, or oil. The fact that he said, Shemen, yain, dvash, separately, tells us that he meant three separate shivuas. Comes along Rav Acha, Bered, Rav Ika, Amar, it's a case of a misari bo chaver of askinam, where the friend are pushing him to drink the wine, to drink the honey, to drink the oil. Darmelo, he says, but they say, bo, vishasi mi yain, vishemen advash, come and drink wine with me, honey. So where they're pushing him to do that, he should have said, shvua shlo eshtem cha yain vishemen eshtem cha. He could have said, I'm not drinking with you guys, period. I'm making sure I will not drink with you guys. Why do you have to specify yain shemen dvash lamali? So the fact that he singled them out, l'chayv al-klachas v'achas, to create a separate shvua on each of these items. Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we're going to see in a couple of weeks from now, on Daf Lamed Vav, Tanan Hasam. Tein lichitim v'sa'orun v'mikusmim. We're talking about a different shvua. This is a shvua, it's pikadam. Up until now, we're talking about a shvua's bitoy, where you make a certain statement and you violate your statement. This is a mission by Shvuah Spikadon where a person says, give me back my item. I say, Shvuah, I don't have it. I deny it. I'm kofir. So in the context of Shvuah Spikadon, the Mishnah says, Tein li chitin v'sarn v'kusman she'esh l'biyotcha. Give me back my wheat, my barley, and my, what's kusman again? The spelt?
Yes.
Spelt, okay. She'esh l'biyotcha that you have, that you're watching of mine. So I say, no, I deny it. I'm the shomer. I'm the supposed shomer. Shvuah she'en l'cha biyadi klum. I've got nothing in my possession of yours. Ein achayv el achat. You only chayv one. But if I say, as the Shomer, Shvua she'en lecha b'yadi chitin v'sa'or and v'kusman, chayv al klachas v'yachas, if I single out each item, then I'm chayv a separate shvua. If I'm lying, if I really do in fact have it, so then I'm chayv a separate shvua sapikadon on each item I've specified.
So when he swears in the first case, we're saying that he's only maybe swearing on one of them?
He said it's viewed as just one unit. He's just making shvua on all them, but since his shvua was only on the unit, the klal, that's just one violation. So then, V'amar B'Yochanan, Afilu Pruta, Mikulam Mitzarefes. So normally for the violation of Shvuas and Pikadon has to be where you're denying a Pruta. So if I'm denying each of three different items, each one has a third of a Pruta only, so if they amount in totality to one Pruta, that's enough to be Mitzarefem. Okay, that's a side point, I think, for B'Yochanan right now. So then the Gemara says, comes along now, Pligiba Rav Acha Ravina, Chadamar Aprati Mechaiva, Akalila Mechaiv. One holds, when you specify each one, you're chayiv on the single out of the chitim. If I say shvua on the chitim, so on kusman separately, you're chayiv three, but you're not chayiv the fourth one on the klal of generally denying what you have. And chadam, or the other one holds, klali nami mechayiv, you're chayiv even on the general denial of it. So I'm chayiv on the chitim, so on kusman separately, and then a general denial of all the shomim. So I'm chayiv a total of four. So one holds your chayiv three, and one holds your chayiv a total of four. So the Gemara now says, where are we? Hachamai. What about our case? Our case, bringing it back now to Shuas HaBitui, that where you make a statement here that I'm not going to eat, and you then go ahead and specify Chitin, Sorim, and Kusmin. I go ahead and I eat three of them, all three items, am I chayv only through on the Pratim, or am I chayv a fourth Shvua on the general Isser of Shvua Shlo Ochel? That's the Shailir. Can you learn from Shuas HaBikadon to Shuas HaBitui?
Do you get the fourth only if you do all three of them, or is the point that if you do any of them, you get a second one with it because it's part of the category of the three?
You're probably right. You probably get one. If you even violate one of them, you probably get that general one also, I assume. I think so. Rashi speaks, I think, of three and four, but you're probably right. Doing just one of them would get a that general one as well. I think you're correct. Misvar makes sense. I don't think Rashi addresses your case, though. So look at Rashi just to be clear. Rashi is Hachamai. Hachamai, Rashi says, Mi pliga ba nami rav acha ravina b'masisin l'chai v'dalad. Chada ashlo ochel. One violation on the general iser of lo ochel. The tlasa and three separate ones on perusha, the prata, and three individual ones of the shvua that I won't eat chitim, sar, and rekusmim. So do we have that same parallel by the case of shvuas bitui? So comes along Amra, Rava explains, Hachi ashta, hasim over there, Mechaiva klala, Mechaiva prata. There it makes sense by shvuas habikadon, you're chayv on the general denial and the specific denials. The ha I mishtaba, v'ha the mishtaba, Mechaiv tarta. Because there, if you make a shvua and make another shvua, you're chayv on each one. By shvuas habikadon, you come to me and say, give me back your item. I say, no, I swear I don't have it. You come back to me 5 minutes later, give me back my item. I say, I swear I don't have it. I'm chayv a shvua. Each time I deny it, there's no shvua chal shvua. There's no shvua chal on an object. Every time I deny it, it's another shvua. It's another separate thing. So you could have separate shvuas in the world of shvuas bikadon. But hacha, when it comes to a shvuas bitoy, isa kadaitach isa bechala aprata amay mechayev mushba ve'omid bahar sinai. Who? Once I have a shvua that shelo ochel, that's chal on the every food. Now if I go ahead and say, Ashur, I won't eat the wheat, I won't eat the barley, that Shur won't be chal because they already is chal in the klal. So it has to be a case where the Shur is not chal on the overall klal of Achila, and you cannot bring a raya from the case of Shvus Bikadam. Only Shvus Bikadam has the klal violation, but not by Shvus Bitu. Gemara now says, Shur Shal Ochel quotes from the Mishnah that if a person says he won't eat anything, and he goes ahead and eats... if I eat things and drink things that are inedible, so the Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. Amrus, we said initially in the Mishnah Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Achal Ochlin Shein Ruin Lechila V'Shasim Ashin Shein Ruin Lechstia Pater. So if you eat or drink things that are inedible, you don't violate the Shvua. V'Hadar Tani. But then the Mishnah says the very last two lines of the Mishnah Shvua Shlo Ochel, and you go ahead and V'Achal Nevelos V'Chevos Shkatzim V'Masim Yichayev. Those are also inedible, right? At least halachically inedible. So why is one case chayiv with the other case pater? So the Gemara says, Maishna reisha de pater, Maishna seifa de chayiv. Halokashya, reisha bestam, v'seifa b'mefarish. Reisha is a stam case, and seifa is a mefarish case. What's the mefarish case of the seifa? Rashi says, here we go. Rashi didn't say anything.
Because
he specifies those things. Okay. So I think where it says, but Hagunami Gufakasha, this is a question, because Amai Mushma Harsinaihu, how could there be Chal on Neva'ilos and Trefos, Shkatz and Ramasim already, Chayiv in the Shvua from Harsinai? So we saw it already twice before. Rav, Ushmul, Rabbi Yochanan, Damri, they all hold, but Kolal Dvarm Hamutarim in Dvarm Hasurim. Once you say Shvua, I can't eat any items along with the Neva'ila, once it's Chal on the Dvarm Mutarim, it's Chal on the Dvarm Asurim as well. And that's why a person's Chayiv on that item. But Reish Lakish argues and says, Amar, I atamotzi, you can only find it being chal on nevela trefos, I b'mefarish chatishir liba de rabbanon. Rabbanon say, I want the shvua to be chal on nevela on the chatishir. Because the chatishir, although we mentioned yesterday that it's asmina Torah, it's not bechal the shvua from Har Sinai. So you can have the shvua be chal on chatishir if you specify that you want to be chal on chatishir. If you don't specify, according to rabbanon, the stam shvua is only on a kazayas. So you need to specify that you want to be chal on a chatishir. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Liba the Rabbi Akiva, Iba Stam, Liba the Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva held, Damar Adam Osir Atma Becholshu. When you say Stam Shvua, it memeles chal on a kolshu. You don't have to specify. Stam is enough for the Shvua to imply on a kolshu, and that would be chal even on Nevelos, Trefos, Shkachim for a Muslim. Okay, we'll stop here.